The Cuban government has reported that three men charged with terrorism for hijacking a passenger ferry last week were executed today. The executions come in the midst of a crackdown on dissidents in Cuba. And joining us now from Havana to talk about this is Gary Marks, a reporter with the Chicago Tribune. Gary, tell us about the executions, please. Were these public, and how were they reported?
No, they were not public. They were reported about midday. So evidently the executions were carried out this morning at dawn by firing squad, and I think about 1 o'clock I was driving around in a car in Havana coming back from an interview, and there was an announcement on the radio basically announcing that three of the men had been executed for acts of terrorism related to this ferry hijacking earlier this month.
How unusual are death sentences in Cuba?
Well, you know, they're not unprecedented, but I think they are rarely carried out, and, you know, it's clear the climate here is very, very difficult. I mean, you have to remember the government also announced today that they foiled another hijacking, airplane hijacking, that took place yesterday. So things are very, very tense here, and people are saying that this is unprecedented, at least in the last decade.
Well, let's talk a bit about the trials of these three men. How did they unfold earlier this week?
Well, basically, there's a trial earlier this week, summary trials done very quickly, and what they were, I don't believe they were open to the public. The government announced that there were appeals. The appeals were denied, and the executions were carried out very swiftly.
So in the course of 10 days, we've gone from the ferry hijacking itself to the trial, the appeal, and now the executions. What can you tell us about that ferry hijacking last Tuesday?
Well, what happened is it was just a local ferry here that goes from one side of the Bay of Havana to another side, and a group of, I think, seven people basically took control of it. One had a pistol. Several other people had knives. They tried to get to the U.S., essentially, but the boat ran out of fuel. They were turned around, and the hijacking essentially ended peacefully. Nobody, I believe, was hurt in the hijacking, and the standoff essentially ended when the suspects basically jumped into the water as police were moving in.
What is the thinking there about why this crackdown on dissidents is taking place now?
Well, you know, there's a number of theories. Nobody really knows what's inside the heads of the people making the decisions here, but there's a number of theories. One is that the Varela Project, the petition campaign or drive for more democracy, basically got out of control in terms of what the Cuban government officials would allow. There was also the war in Iraq, and some people feel like the Cuban government was taking political cover by carrying out the crackdown now while the world's attention is somewhere else. There has been increased tension with the United States. I think the feeling was basically that the Cuban government, to defend its regime, to defend the one-party state, had to take action and had to take action quickly.
There are reports today that the U.S. ambassador to the Dominican Republic said that the U.S. strike in Iraq is what he called a very good example for Cuba. Do you think this might be Cuba on some level answering that remark?
I think it is, and that statement was mentioned on state-run TV, I believe, last night. And Cuban government officials essentially point to statements like that and say, listen, we are defending our national sovereignty. The U.S. is trying to undermine us either directly or indirectly. They're paying these dissidents, and we need to show them that we are afraid we may be next and we need to take action. Of course, the U.S. government and dissidents say that's ridiculous, that essentially they are being arrested and incarcerated for merely expressing dissent.
Gary, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Melissa.
Speaking with us from Havana, Gary Marks, a reporter with the Chicago Tribune.